There's no better way to bond on a first date than risking getting salmonella or some other foodborne illness. I think it's really a good way to get to know each other. And that's what Michael kind of did on his first date with the girl that he wants to call today. We'll get into that in just a second. But what's up, Michael? How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Good.
He sounds healthy, Jubal.
Yeah, somehow. I don't know how.
You know, I read your email for a second date update, and I liked your idea of a first date. We'll get into that, like I said, in a second. But first, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Madeline.
Madeline, all right. And what'd you like about Madeline?
Well, basically, I'd been out with a group of friends, and she was, like, in the group of friends. We didn't really talk too much, but our mutual friend was telling me that she thought I was cute, and I thought she was pretty cute. So I got her number from the mutual friend and texted her, and a few days later, we set up a date.
So what you liked about her is that she liked you first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she thought I was hot.
I mean, it's a good start. It's a good start.
It is. Yeah. Totally.
Your idea for a date was interesting. How did you decide to do that? I mean, first of all, tell everybody what it is, and then how did you decide to do it?
Well, I was kind of tired of just, you know, the old dinner in a movie type thing. I wanted an experience, so I went and looked for the lowest rated restaurant I could find in the area on Yelp.
What?
Why?
That's a terrible strategy.
Well, I mean, we were talking and we decided that, like, the traditional, like, nice dinners, five-star restaurants, well, one, they're crazy expensive, but two, they're kind of boring. Like, you go to enough of those dates and they all kind of blend together, and wanted to try something new. And, you know,
Anybody can try to have, like, a great meal on a first date, but nobody really tries to have a crappy meal. And I like that. I like
that
idea.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was searching and searching on Yelp for, like, at least an hour.
Oh, man.
And I found this, like, hole-in-a-wall Italian place, like, way on the outskirts of town. Like, I'd never even been to this area before, but it had, like, 1.5 stars and just no good reviews on the entire thing. So
that's so bad.
And did it deliver on its promise?
Yeah, it really did.
So what happened when you showed up at this horrible restaurant?
Well, first off, we almost didn't show up because it's, like, not advertised on the street at all. Like, we drove past it, like, 5 or 6 times, just, like, trying to find this location.
Oh, I hate that. Like, GPS says it's right here.
Yeah. Like, we would pass by and the GPS would say, you're here, and then stop GPSing. And so we would just have to reset that.
You're like, oh, it's actually literally this dumpster that we're standing in front of.
It is this hole in this wall.
Yeah.
I'm guessing since this was such a horribly rated restaurant on Yelp, there wasn't a long wait for you guys to get a table?
No, we actually, we walked in when we finally found the place, and there was literally nobody there. There wasn't, like, a host or anybody in the actual place. And eventually a guy from the back walked out, and first off, he was, like, really uneasy. He was like, oh, are you guys the cops?
What?
And we're like, no, we aren't the cops.
This is actually pretty exciting.
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a normal question whenever you walk into a restaurant, I think.
Then he patted you down to see if you were wired.
No. But then he was like, are you from the health department? Which is kind of got us a little freaked out about whether or not this food was okay.
And you still decided to eat there.
Well, we were committed at this point. Like, we've been talking about it, so we had to. But we were like, no, we're not from the health department. And after that, he, like, really perked up. And all of a sudden, he was like, oh, yeah, well, come on. Let me get you something. But then we're sitting there and we're looking for what food we want to get. And we mentioned that it's our first date. And so he takes our menus and goes, oh, I got the perfect thing.
Oh, no.
That Chef means I got whatever's left in the freezer from whoever hasn't been here in so long.
Yeah. So we're sitting there for, like, a few minutes just wondering what it could be. And he just comes out with a big bowl of spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh.
And that's it. That was his big surprise, spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, that was
the
big special thing. Apparently he's, like, proud of the meatballs, like it's some family recipe or something like that, but they were pretty run of the mill. So
the heat up ones, the frozen meatballs.
Oh man.
So he actually sits down with us at the table.
What?
So kind of the rest of the meal is us talking to him.
That's got to be nice on your first date, getting to know this weird restaurant owner.
He sounds so happy to just have someone around.
He needs to be socialized more, I think.
Yeah.
So was she into it, or was she annoyed by the end?
I mean, I was taking it all in pretty good humor, and I felt like she was laughing along pretty well, but I am calling you guys, so something went wrong.
Did you get a kiss at the end of the evening, or?
No, there wasn't really an opportunity to be very romantic, but it felt like we had fun. I thought it was worth continuing getting to know each other, but maybe I'm wrong, I guess. Hmm. Hasn't really been responding to anything.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on.